Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf, the Shir sponsor for the month of Av by the Einhorn family, Leilui Nishmas, and Avtoli B'Rabbi Cheskel. We're holding in Chuli in Daf Pezayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph tells us that if someone took away a mitzvah of somebody else, he needs to pay him 10 zehuvim. The Gemara asks, is because he took the bracha or because he took the mitzvah? And the Gemara concludes because he took the bracha. Because of the story that this min that came to Rebbe, and Rebbe offered him 40 zehuvim instead of doing birkas hamazon. That means it's for every bracha birkas hamazon, he gave him 10 zehuvim per, you get 10 zehuvim per bracha. So first of all, I need to understand, what's the idea of the 10 zehuvim? Where does this number come from? Why is it 10 zehuvim per bracha? So the Zeruah and Hilchis Kisui Adam brings the name of Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid, that it says by Eliezer, when he came to Rivka, it says, Vayikach ha'ish nezem zov beka mishkoloi, u'shnei tzmidim al yodeo, asara zov mishkolom. So he took a nose ring, and he took two bracelets, asara zov, and gave it to Rivka. What does it say that he took? He says, why does it say vayikach? She just say that he put on her this jewelry. Ella wasn't a matana. It was a payment. Vayikach loshon payment. What did he pay for? Because Rivka caused Eliezer to do a bracha. Because he said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram. So therefore I have to pay a zor zehuvim. Because that's why I know that every bracha is worth a zor zehuvim. So he gave the tzmidim, which was a zor zov mishkolim. So that's one mokar. And the other mokar there is where it brings, that the pasuk says, Maskir Levoino Mevorich Oven, which means the bracha is a replacement for the Levoino. And in the Levoina it says, Kaf achas asara zov melo k'toiris. So the Pasuk is equating a bracha to k'toiris, which is asara zov. That means the bracha is worth asara zov as well. And then there was a Zeruah adds, why did you have to pay asara zov and not come and just do another mitzvah? So another mitzvah is another chiyuv. It doesn't replace the original mitzvah. If you had an original mitzvah that was gone, so for that you have to do a payment of asara zovim. The Maharal Prague has Chidushi on the tour, and Yeridah Simr Kavches. He says something similar. He says, how do I know that it's Sar Zuvim? Because it says, Kaf Achas Asar Zov Milog Toiris. Kaf is Gematria of 100, as referring to the 100 brochers a person has to do every day. And it says, Kaf Achas Asar Zov, meaning the Kaf 100, each one of them is a Sar Zov. And the Torah Chaim, Bob comment of Tzadik Aleph, says that's why the Lashon of the Gemara is Asar Zehuvim. Why Asar Zehuvim doesn't say Asar Dinarim or Yisloim? Because we're using the Pasuk that says Asar Zov. All the Mekoris are using Asar Zov from the Pasuk. So we say Asar Zehuvim to remind me of the Pasuk. Adds the Torah Chaim, the Pasuk says, Ki toiv yoim b'chatzarecha me'elef b'charti. So he says Chatzarecha refers to the Shul. And a person has to do 100 brachas in Shul. How much is 100 brachas worth? If it's 10 per bracha, it's worth 1,000. So that's what he says, Ki toiv yoim chatzarecha, being one day in the Beis HaKnesses, doing 100 brachas, is worth more than 1,000. I don't want the payment. I want the actual bracha. But the big shayla that Achronim bring, the Chassid Sofer brings it over here, and Ari Tzvi Fromer, Hashem Yikom Domoy, and it's Shuvah, and Simon Samechei brings the question, we know Schar Mitzvah Be'ai Al Moleko. There's no payment for mitzvahs in this world. So what shot that we're giving a sara zehuvim for a person who missed out on a bracha? Do we have a payment of money for a mitzvah? The Chassid Sofer adds another question. He says, we know that if a person wants to do a mitzvah, v'nena s'lo yasoh, he couldn't do the mitzvah, so ma'ali ma'alav kilu asoh, because Baruch Hu will give him reward as if he did it. So a person wanted to do the mitzvah, someone took it away from him, he still would get the reward in Olam Haba. So why you pay him at all? So answers the Chassid Sofer, really these two questions answer each other. Because Char Boi Lom Habo, first of all, it wasn't diminished when someone stole from him. And there's no way to replace the Char Boi Lom Habo with money. But when a person does a mitzvah, he has the gishmakait. He feels so good about himself. He has a hano in this world that he did a mitzvah. When he misses out on a mitzvah, he loses that hano, the Olam Hazatik hano. He feels he missed out. So even though in Shemayim they still will count it for him and he will have reward in Olam Haba, but he's missing out the reward of Olam Hazeh. Says the Chassid Sofer, that's the payment. The payment is not for the schar of Olam Haba. The payment is for what he lost out in the gishmak of doing a mitzvah in Olam Hazeh. And the Eretz Tzvi adds a similar way. He says, anything b'nodem l'chavir in this world is only in something has to do in Olam Hazeh, not in Olam Haba. Because the Torah deals with a neshama and guf together, not only neshama. And in addition, by nezikin it says re'eyu. Re'eyu is only neshama and guf together. So he says the same idea, that what you're paying is not for the olam haba dikschar. You're paying for the fact that in this world, the person doesn't have the hanor knowing that he has olam haba waiting for him. And even though a person doesn't know what's the tainug of olam haba, but at least he knows there's something there. A person missed out on a mitzvah. He feels he missed out. He's suffering in this world. That's what he pays sar zehuvim. This is a Hezber Nifla of the Chasman Sofer in the Eretz Tzvi. Anyone who wants to join or respond to the Shomachshava Shorim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.